Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Oh, welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the GunBroker.com, in the GunBroker.com studios, on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. All of this being brought to you today by X Insurance. How are you today? We are 7 days out from an election. We are 6 days out from my daughter, my beautiful little baby girl, who was 2 weeks old when I had that encounter on a mean street of Tampa, Florida, where I drew my firearm. Fortunately, never had to pull the trigger. She will be turning 18 1 week from yesterday in 6 days, and she will be voting for Trump in 7 days from today. That's a wonderful thing. Wow. It's going to be a long week. I know a lot of you are looking for answers. Hopefully we have them. We're going to keep you pumped up, man. And my guest right now to help us do that, David Kodria, the consummate blogger and activist and dear friend and a partner of this show for many years. David, how the heck are you? How you doing, brother David Kodria?
Mark, we're having a wonderful afternoon here in northeastern Ohio. It is cold, it is wet, and leaves are all over the place, even though I spent, 6 hours the other day driving my body crazy trying to keep up with them. It looks like I didn't do a thing.
Well, that's because you're doing it too early. You got to wait until they all fall. My wife was out doing the leaves the other day. I said, why are you doing that? You're just going to have to do it again tomorrow. And then somebody said, how come you're saying she's doing it and she's going to have to do it again tomorrow? I said, well, I don't know.
Exactly. But now, I have so many trees here that if I don't do it a couple times, it's just too big of a chore.
Yeah, well, that's not bad, having too many trees. You could live in a concrete jungle like New York and have no trees. Or you could live in Philly, where Black Lives Matter, again, is rioting because a guy with a knife chasing cops refused to follow orders and got shot. Here, let me give you some really good advice, listeners. If you're carrying a knife and you're attacking police officers and they're asking you to put the knife down and they have guns drawn on you because that's what you can expect to have happen, and you're advancing towards them and you're refusing their orders and their commands to drop the weapon, you're going to get shot. And when you do, maybe that's what you want, because you know the Biden voters are going to come out in your defense. But you see, you're going to be dead, so it won't really matter. And you won't get to see Biden lose anyway. David, this whole thing, listen, as much as I hate to put it in these terms, but when we see what we're seeing in Philadelphia and every other Democrat controlled city, this does not bode well for the Democrat campaigns. It just does not. It's stuff like that. No fracking, none of that. They're going to take your jobs out of Pennsylvania, and now more riots in Pennsylvania. Does that endear anybody to the Biden-Harris ticket?
I would actually like to see someone who has the statistical skill set put together some kind of matrix or chart or spreadsheet to delineate, where these police shootings of minorities are taking place and what the predominant party controlling the locale is, and see what the percentage is of Democrat versus Republican locales.
Drill down into that. What do you mean? Because we know these are all Democrat controlled cities.
Yeah, basically that's what I'm suggesting. You really wouldn't need to do much of a statistical analysis, and you really wouldn't need to have that much of a skill set. All you'd really need to be able to do is look at the headlines and have the time to correlate and put together a chart of your own, and that's exactly what you're going to see.
Well, the Washington Post, as I've said for years, show me an American city in decay, I'm going to show you an American city run by Democrats at every level for decades. And that's impossible to prove me wrong. It's 100%. You can't do it. It cannot be done. Period. The Washington Post tried as hard as they could to try to debunk Donald Trump, because Donald Trump picked up on that. Thank God. It's not something that's an unusual thought. It just hasn't been coming from the White House. We haven't heard the truth in that form from the White House ever. You hear it on my show. You hear it on other pundit shows, things of that nature. We all know it's Democrat-run cities that are causing these problems. We know it's Democrat policies that are causing the problems in Democrat-run cities because they're run by Democrats. There's no way around it. They own the mayhem. And the Washington Post tried, and I think they gave the top 20 cities, and they wound up with crime. And one of them was Jacksonville. Another one was a small city in Arkansas. The two that were only two that were run by Republicans. And I would submit to you that the two cities that they selected were beautiful cities and were not in decay. They just had a crime problem because they have a gang problem in the inner cities, like the vast majority. But, you know, it's amazing to me that when you look at 20 top cities, and the Washington Post did, this correlation is made. It's easy to see. What gives, David? Why is it so hard for everybody else to see it?
Yeah, the other correlation I made some years ago, and I'd have to go dig that up and see if I could find it, but how many of those cities were actually Bloomberg mayor cities, okay? And that's kind of an interesting comparison. Yep, how many of them are you know, mayors against guns cities?
Probably every single one of them, David, off of his list.
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah.
Well, if we look at St. Louis, we look at Baltimore, if we look at Detroit, if we look at, of course, Chicago, if we look at New York City, if we look at Los Angeles, if we look at Seattle, if we look at Portland, Oregon, if we look at any of those cities, of course, every single one of those are mayors against illegal guns. Do they even talk about that anymore?
They have actually updated their website on it. It used to have a scrolling marquee of the cities, and now you have to go down and drill down and get the list and get the links. But yes, they still have it, but it didn't take off as much as they would like it to, probably because so many of the mayors themselves were getting in trouble and getting arrested for all kinds of heinous crimes. And so you don't really want to advertise, you know, that your organization is called Criminals Against Guns, okay? That doesn't really work very well.
But when the mayor's being perp-walked outside, you know, outside of his driveway at 5 o'clock in the morning on a felony charge for whatever it was. Yeah, it didn't really bode well. I forget the teacher's name, the black guy up in New York, who anti-gun zealot up there. He was a high school teacher or a college professor who was arrested for an illegal gun charge. You know, I mean, I go back to the old Doc Holliday, you know, my hypocrisy only runs so deep, you know. Good.
Yeah,
heavens.
And the thing about a lot of these cities is that then you take a look at they'll get headlines that they're going to have a new anti-violence program. And you take a look at it, every one of them is just a way to throw more money at some commission, which is a way for the people in power to divvy up the spoils and reward their cronies. And it ends up doing absolutely nothing but making the problem worse, because the real problem is never being addressed.
Yeah, I got into a conversation with a very close friend of mine last weekend. Probably shouldn't have, but I did, because I just couldn't resist myself anymore. I got sick and tired of listening to crap. So we started talking about Chicago. And I wonder if I can find this. I have this right here. Oh, gosh. It was about Chicago. He says, as you can see here, the murder rate has been steadily dropping in Chicago for years, although relatively static from 04 to 11. It's up more recently, 18. In 18 equals 576, and 19 down again to 492, seemed to drop significantly under Daley, a Democrat. In other words, the murder rate fluctuates in Chicago, and it seemed to drop significantly under Daley. But when you average it out over the last 100 years that the Democrats have been in power, Chicago is a crap hole and a murder capital of the nation. But that's okay, because it dropped 1 year. This is the convoluted thinking, to which my response was, of course, all of those numbers over the years. And I said, by the way, those killings include the years during a total ban on handguns from 1982 to 2010, which wasn't very effective. And he says, well, let's figure that into our discussion. You've given me some great points to think about. Maybe we should take a look at that, what's happening, that phenomenon in Chicago, and I'll get back to you. We've been looking at it for decades. You're a little bit behind the eight ball on this. You own the mayhem when you've controlled the city for 100 years in every single category, David. I want you to please, if you're in control of everything for 100 years, it's going to be hard pressed to blame anybody but you, isn't it?
What did Democrat Harry Truman say? The buck stops here.
No, not today's Democrat. If you want evidence of that, look at what happened with Joe Biden in the last debate when he said, I had a Republican Congress. No, the buck doesn't stop there. The buck's always looking at blaming somebody else when you're a communist, Marxist, socialist masquerading as a former Democrat. It's always place blame somewhere else, isn't it, David? 20 seconds. Go ahead and take us to the break.
No, that's absolutely right. It's always going to be Trump's fault. And when we do come back, I would like to talk about some good pro-gun Democrats.
Okay, let's do that, because I think I don't know what you're going to talk about, but I think I might have some response for that. So let's come back with Deb. We're talking with David Kodry today, and I love when David agrees to come on the show, particularly this close to an election, because it's a treat to hear his wisdom. And I also want to talk with you, David, about rocker Tommy Lee. Can't wait to talk about rocker Tommy Lee. What does he have to do with the discussion? He's got everything to do with the discussion. You'll understand why in just a few minutes. David Kodry, waronguns.com. Back right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here inside the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. All of this is being brought to you by X Insurance. I get the question all the time now. What is X Insurance? Well, I'll tell you what X Insurance is. X Insurance is an AM Best rated, A-rated insurance carrier that will write you a policy if you carry a firearm and defend you vigorously on your own policy should you ever find that you find yourself in, let's just say, some trouble because you lawfully used your firearm and now find yourself the victim of an overzealous prosecutor. Think the McCloskeys, for example, or anyone else that might have been charged by an overzealous prosecutor for defending themselves. Think about a Kyle Rittenhouse situation or one of many countless unknown ones that go on across the country every single day. X Insurance has your back. This is not a third-party member benefit. But I believe those programs are on their way out. When you have companies like X coming in with policies written directly to you, the consumer, just like you do for your homeowners, your autos, your cars, your boats, your toys, your life, your health, that's a superior product because they're going to be there for you. The policy is written for you. They're not going to walk away from you. That's your policy. You have it written in your name. You're not going to hear the excuse, well, we can't cover you. And then when you decide to sue somebody for not covering you, they can't say, well, we didn't write the policy. It wasn't our policy. It was somebody else wrote the policy, and they're the ones that aren't covering. Why would you put yourself in that situation? Deal direct with the carrier, just like you should be dealing direct with everybody else. I have a lot to say about that, as you can tell. That's where my policy is. And that's where it's going to remain. And I'm thrilled with what I have. By the way, my coverage is like four times the amount of the member benefit plans. All right, let's go back to David Kodria. Sorry, David, I get excited talking about that stuff because I love seeing new products that make a difference in people's lives. You wanted to, I'm going to just turn the mic over to you. You wanted to continue a conversation. Go for it. Then we're going to talk about Tommy Lee.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about pro-gun Democrats, and I think that the vote for Amy Coney Barrett pretty much proved that that's a lie. You might get some that will vote the right way because they live in states with a lot of gun owners, and they have to, and the Democrats give them, you know, that leeway to go ahead and do that because they know that they can, you know, create more and advance the party agenda if they're in power, so they'll give up on that there. But there really are no pro right to keep and bear arms Democrats. If the Amy Coney Barrett vote did not prove that once and for all, then I guess nothing will. But that brought to mind an article that I also did recently on Ammo Land about how Josh Horowitz of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence has basically said that if you believe that the Second Amendment is a right to resist tyranny, he says there needs to be a clear public response that people who exercise this right are not patriots, but traitors. And this is where I come into pro-gun Democrats because, you know, Mark, it was not that long ago. I'm talking about 1960. I was around then. I was 8 years old back then. And Guns Magazine was out. It's been out since like 1955. And they used to have a Know Your Lawmakers section where they'd interview the various lawmakers on their views on the Second Amendment. One was Hubert Humphrey. And he said, certainly one of the chief guarantees of freedom under any government is the right of citizens to keep and bear arms. The right is just one more guarantee against arbitrary government, one more safeguard against tyranny, which now appears remote in America, but which historically has proved to be always possible. And then there was one other prominent Democrat who said, by calling attention to a well-regulated militia, the security of this nation and the right of each citizen to keep and bear arms, our founding fathers recognized the essential civilian nature of our economy, although it's extremely unlikely that the fears of government tyranny, which gave rise to the Second Amendment, will ever be a major danger to our nation. The amendment still remains an important declaration of our basic civilian-military relationships, in which every citizen must be ready to participate in the defense of this country. For this reason, I believe the Second Amendment will always be important. And that was John F. Kennedy, an NRA member killed by an ACLU member.
You know, I'm glad you reminded us of that. There's a lot to unpack in your statements. Before I get there, I think I could go either way. Let me do this. I didn't know where you were going to go. I knew, but I wasn't sure. So I didn't really say it. David's going to talk to me about pro-gun Democrats. What's his rationale here? And then you got me, okay? And you said, because there are none. Let me explain what let me explain what I mean by that. Because I've often said, can you be a gun rights activist and be a Democrat? No, not if you're voting for Democrats. You can be a Democrat who likes guns, and I don't have a problem with that. I know lots of Democrats who like guns. I know Democrats who don't like guns but have guns. We're going to go there in just a second, David. But don't sit here and tell me that you're a gun rights activist while you're going to go out and pull the lever for a Joe Biden-Harris ticket when you know what's on their platform, when you know what's on their website. You're not any friend of mine. Trust me. I don't want to stand next to you and speak at an event. If you're pulling the lever for them, get off my lawn. You're no friend of mine. You can be a Democrat that likes guns all day long, but be man enough to admit that there's a bigger issue out there that's bigger than your guns. There is no bigger issue out there for me. If I'm speaking at a pro-gun rights rally, that is my issue. Nothing underneath it. That's my number one issue. So let me make that clear. I tweeted out today, and it got quite a bit of legs, actually. It was from 1025. I'd been reading this, and I've been loving this. Politico magazine. They're afraid. They're buying guns, but they're not voting for Trump. The drumbeat of national crisis is driving first-time gun sales across the country. The buyers aren't what you might expect. So here was my tweet, because I want you to hear what my tweet. So it's an article about all these lefties buying guns. So I tweeted out, lefties buying guns because they're scared of lefty unrest while voting left against their new guns and for more lefty unrest. Talk about confused. Try and figure out the lefty mind. I dare you. And the response that I got from this was, you know, several hundred, I believe, retweets and going on from there. But I will never understand that concept, David. It just doesn't sink into me. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, just the fact that you happen to like guns, for what purpose? You know, there's an article I have out in Firearms News right now called FUDs for Biden. And it's about two different groups. One is sportsmen and sportswomen for Biden, and the other is the Gabby Giffords, whatever it's called, Gun Owners for Safety or some idiot thing like that. And these people are basically the enemies inside the gate. And the fact that the Second Amendment was not about sport shooting, it was not about hunting. It's good that we have sport shooting. It's good that we have hunting. Don't get me wrong on that. Those are all good things that get people indoctrinated into it. And once you have something and you have a vested interest in it, you're more likely to resist people trying to take that away from you. But that's not the core purpose of the Second Amendment. Okay, the core purpose of the Second Amendment is what John F. Kennedy admitted to, what the Second Amendment says, the security of a free state. And if that is not your number one priority, then you have some pretty mixed up priorities.
Well, I'll tell you what, a perfect place to end that. I love the way you wrap that. They're like the enemies inside the gate. I did write that down. That's anybody who's told anybody. Once the enemy gets inside the wire, it's the beginning of the fall of whatever that wire is protecting. So there are enemies inside the gate. They are FUDs. Don't sit here and look, I sleep well at night. I don't know how you want to call you sleep as a gun activist. You want to call yourself a gun rights activist and tell me that you're all supportive of the Second Amendment. You're going to walk in or mail in a ballot that has Joe Biden on it. Trust me, lady. Trust me, dude. You ain't a friend of this radio host. You're who I'm fighting against. I don't want to hear what you have to say. I'll be back right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, indeed you are inside Armed American Radio's GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone with me. I'm filling your prescription for freedom. As I mentioned, all of it is brought to you by X Insurance. If you're watching me on the live stream, you'll see that we have the new X logo back there. You'll notice I've dimmed the lights on the studio wall behind me on that light board so that we accentuate that logo a little bit better for you for X Insurance. But let's go. We'll talk more about sponsors in just a few minutes. Let's go back to David Kodria. David, a lot of people will say to me what I said coming out of the previous segment is very harsh, that I should be welcoming those people who are voting Democrat, who are. Listen, I've made this comment. Look, I love the fact if you're a Democrat that loves your guns, I think you're fixable. I think you might possibly be fixable because I know a lot of Democrats who love their guns that have been fixed. And I don't have a problem. I love Democrats that love guns, as I said, because I think you're fixable. I just don't want somebody telling me they're an activist and that they fight for gun rights when they pull the lever. No, you don't, because that's absolute treasonous when you pull the lever for the individuals who want to take away your guns. You can't tell me you're an activist. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Seriously, talk to me about this. Help me.
No, to me, once someone is voting Democrat and voting for the Biden-Harris agenda, they're telling me that basically they're my enemy. You know, I'm just sitting here minding my own business, but they're the ones that want to enact all these infringements that if I don't obey and surrender, armed men are going to come to my house and they're going to destroy my life and destroy me. So I really have no interest in being friends with, you know, just because you like guns doesn't mean a thing. You know who likes guns? I'll bet you Lon Horiuchi likes guns plenty. Okay, and I'm sorry, but you know what? This is not my friend, and I don't want to hear that you're a gun-loving Democrat or that you're a liberal for the Second Amendment, which is to me is a total oxymoron. It's impossible to be if you end up voting for the Biden-Harris agenda, which is what you're doing. You will
stop.
Be voting for Supreme Court justices.
Stop right there for just a second. You just made a great point. And I probably didn't articulate it far enough. So let me do that right now. If you want to be, and this is where I'll work with you. If you want to be that Democrat that loves their guns, that wants to be the activist that quote unquote supports gun rights, then see, here's where it has to start. It has to start with you. I'm talking directly to you, Democrat that likes your guns. It has to start with you. You've got to make a decision that says, you know what? I've got to change my party. I don't have to worry. I'm fighting to change your party over on this end. You've got to do that from within. You have to vote outside your party to make a statement and let your party know why you're not voting for them, strictly because they want to take your guns. I'm a gun owner. I'm a Democrat. I believe in the Democrat principles over here, whatever they are, if they have any principles. But I also love my guns, and I'm going to make a decision to fight for my gun rights over here by not voting for that ticket on this go-around, David. That has to happen. And until that happens, I'm going to fight you tooth and nail to my grave to see to it that you fail. It's that simple, David. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I read that article that you referenced earlier about the Democrat gun owners that they're buying guns but they're not voting for Trump, and the one guy who went in and bought a handgun says he's voting for Biden, and I'm so intolerant that I'm afraid were I an FFL and I knew that, I would tell the guy to get the hell out of my store. I'm not interested in doing business with him.
You know, I probably would do the same thing, because that's called standing on your principle. That's having integrity. And as far as I'm concerned, those are ethics. That's an individual who has convictions, who believes what he says and says what he believes and walks the walk and talks the talk. If I hosted, I could not in my right mind sell a guy a Biden-Harris hat on. I'd say, take the hat off. Get out of my shop. I'm not selling you a gun. This is my store. I'm sorry. You're not welcome here. Because your candidate wants to destroy my livelihood, wants to put me out of business, wants to bankrupt me, wants to cause me to lose all of my income, my kids' income, my family income, my future. The hell with you. Get out. There is absolutely no way on earth I would destroy my name,
you know, with all
and
the cancel culture and social media.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's such a great point. I'm so glad you raised it. You know, Angry Mark is now peeking out the door. Because of that, let me shift over to Tommy Lee before we go any farther. That's going to be angering too. Tommy Lee, tattooed rocker. I got nothing against tattoos. I have several tattoos. I like my tattoos. I got a bunch of tattoos. I don't have near as many tattoos as Tommy Lee. Mine are in my arms where you can't see them unless I decide to show them to you. And they're cool tattoos too. But David, Tommy Lee made yet again a reference that he's going to leave this country if Trump wins the election. My response in a tweet was, get the hell out of here now and quit wasting our time and breath. If you want to get out. We don't need you here. We don't need your ilk here, period. I can listen to your music if I like it, regardless of where you live, or I can choose not to give you my money and not listen to your music. That's my choice, but you don't have to be here for either one. And yeah, that's cool. That's cool that you were in love with Pamela Anderson and she was in love with you and she was the hottest thing on the planet back in the day. I don't want you here. Get out. But even worse than that, people need to understand, because they forget what Tommy Lee said about what they were going to do with our guns. Do you remember that? Because you wrote about it. What did he say they were going to do?
Yeah, well, he put out this rant on Twitter where, among other things, he was threatening Trump supporters, we're going to gather up all of your guns, melt them down, and turn them into a gargantuan metal mountain emblazoned with the face of Hillary Clinton.
Okay? Yeah, how'd that work out for you, by the way, Tommy? How'd that work out for you?
Yeah, and the one criticism I've received for this is that I have since learned that that was not his original thought, that he stole it from Reddit. So my response to that is, so you mean in addition to everything else, the guy's a plagiarist? Because, you know, Mark, whenever I quote someone else, I am rigorous about attribution, naming who is the originator or the source, giving a link to that, and making sure that I can back that up. And to me, anyone who uses another person's words and does not give them credit is a plagiarist.
You know, I've known David to be so adamant about what he just told you, so to the point that he would kill a story if he couldn't get what he needed, regardless of the story. In fact, we've talked about things along those lines where David has told me before, I love it, but if I can't back it up, I can't put it on paper. So the point that I'm making is, if David talks about it, if he writes about it, you know it's factual. It's that simple, because he wouldn't do it otherwise. And I'm the same way with my writing. I simply won't do it if I can't do it. You know, here's a great example. Have you heard, and I'm sure you have, we've got enough time to go into this. Here's why you're not hearing me talk about this. A number of you have asked me a lot about the ATF and a new any other weapon, AOW, now regarding the pistol braces. David, have you been following that by any chance?
Yeah, I've seen that development come up. I've actually got a FOIA filed on the braces, basically trying to figure out who signed off on it. And it looks like we may have to expand it with this new rule.
If that rule comes out. Right now, we can't confirm a damn thing. Right now, I've seen one video post about it, and the rest is rumor and insinuation. Until we can confirm it, we're wasting our time. I'm not going to sit here and spread rumors about that I don't know to be the case yet. I can't give you a bottom line answer and say that's true yet. We know about the honey badger. But what this means, David, let's explain briefly. AOW, if you want to know what that means, stands for any other weapon. And if the brace, if a braced pistol, AR-15 platform pistol, were classified by ATF as any other weapon, it would fall under the NFA and be considered a machine gun, requiring you. And that would be all of them, not just the honey badger with the brace that they don't like. It would be all AR-15 pistols braced, period. Even without the brace, they could decide to do that. So we don't have the answer for that yet. I've not seen it credible. No one that I know knows anything about it yet. So until we know that, we're really not going to discuss it anymore.
Yeah, we're looking into it. But the bottom line is, there is an embedded core within ATF that I believe are essentially Democrat activists that never, you know, could get purged out of the system. And they're doing their best to try to create discord, you know, within the gun community before the election, because bottom line, Donald Trump is the head of the ATF. The buck stops here, and he's supposedly our pro-gun president. So if they can cast doubt, they're going to do it. And I hope to God he wins, and I hope to God after he wins, he cleans house.
Boy, I'll tell you, there's going to be a big change when he wins this election. I think those Democrat-run cities like Philadelphia, oh, you're in for a rude awakening. Yeah, we'll be back with David Coggia right after this. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free,
of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. The fastest hour in radio, no question about it. All of this being presented to you by X Insurance. We're in the GunBroker.com studios with Car Arms microphone. I want to give a shout out to all of my sponsors. Defender Coffee is amazing. DefenderCoffee.com. Use the promo code AAR. MyPillow. Use the promo code AAR. Don't forget to check out North American Arms. Don't forget to check out Car Arms. By the way, North American Arms, huge, huge shout outs on this broadcast when AWR Hawkins at Breitbart wrote up one of my favorite guns of all time, no doubt, the 22 minis, the 22 long rifles that also convert with the kit, with the conversion cylinder to the 22 magnums. I carry one. I have one on me right now. I never leave my house without one of those guns. So don't forget North American Arms. Please, all of our sponsors, make sure to check out FrontSight. Make sure to check them all. You can check all of our sponsors out at armedamericanradio.org. MyPillow, AAR, is the promo code. By the way, the promo code Crossbreed right now has 15% off up on the website. Go get it. Go get it. In fact, we've got some comments about Crossbreed holsters, individuals in here right now that are saying they sent one of their drop slide holsters in to have it repaired, and Crossbreed just sent them a brand new holster. I'm telling you, that's why we're family. Let's go back to David Kodria. David, welcome back in, my friend. Where do you want to go for this final segment? Do you want to put a rubber stamp, or do you want to put an exclamation point on the last segment?
I'd like to exclamation point the last segment because there's plenty still in there that we haven't gone through. And my first reaction when he said that he was leaving the United States was I remember the story of Brer Rabbit where he was begging, please, please don't throw me in that briar patch. Do whatever you want, but don't throw me in the briar patch, when in fact that's exactly what he wanted. So please, Tommy Lee, don't leave. Okay.
Yeah.
And, the other thing was that, you know, it wasn't just guns that he talked about in that Twitter rant. He presented himself as a social justice warrior and champion of minorities, of women, of LGBTQ, of all of that. And yet you take a look at the guy's record in real life. And first of all, for a guy who's going to come gather up our guns, found several sources that were referring to his bodyguards. So I guess if you were worth a reported $70 million and had bodyguards, you wouldn't be so concerned with, you know, Mark Walters' listeners being able to defend themselves, would you?
Okay. No. And, you know, if I was worth $70 million like him, I would probably beat my wife, and I would probably go after and threaten Chick-fil-A employees for discriminating against LGBTQs. I would do all of the terrible things that he does because he's Tommy Lee. And I want to drill into what you just said. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. What David mentions is ditto for Lee taking up the cause of women's rights. Per the Associated Press, this is where David does what I told you and what he told you he was going to do. He backs it up. He was sent to jail for 6 months after he, quote, pleaded no contest to charges that he kicked wife Pamela Anderson several times while she held their baby son. Great guy. Great guy. So Doobie over
don't
here.
Don't you remember all the times we kicked our wives when they were holding our babies?
No, I'm not worth $70 million. I haven't done that yet. I've only thought about it.
Okay. All right. We'll have to work on that. What about you've been to plenty of events and things like that. Have you ever assaulted and hurled racial insults at a black security guard?
No, I haven't.
Well, you know, racial champion Tommy Lee reportedly received a suspended jail sentence for assaulting and hurling racial slurs at a black security guard. And drilling down into the report, I guess, aside from calling him the word that may not be said, he poured beer over the guy's head. That was real nice.
Was that the same guy that sued him for unpaid wages, one of his assistants, because worth $70 million?
Was a different person. But, you know, when you're worth $70 million, what do you care if the little guy can feed himself? Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you catch what David and I are doing here. And this is what I love about David. We're playing off of each other. We're not even in the same room. We're not even making eye contact. And we're having fun because there's a litany of this stuff with this loser.
I like the fact that he's such a champion of orientation that he was at a bar and reportedly was getting it on very well with a woman who he found out to be a transsexual. And rather than, you know, excuse himself, he had his bodyguard intervene to block him from block her from being able to pursue him. And also then there was another article where he said about poetry, he described it with a pejorative for gays. Okay, so I don't want to hear how this guy is this great champion when you and I have done nothing with any of these groups except advocate that they have a right to keep and bear arms and to enjoy the freedoms of Americans.
I've worked with them to help them advocate for their right to keep and bear arms. Okay. So, yeah, it's remarkable. It really, truly is. What this does is highlights the hypocrisy of the left. It's just so easy to do. But, you know, Doobie in here in the comments says, Tommy, do let the door hit you in your arse on the way out. Okay. That means, yeah, we'd love to see you get smacked as you leave. Go ahead and get the hell out of here. And these people, you know, here we got Hillary Clinton right now saying that she's physically sick to her stomach. Now, here's what I love about that, because I do. I love that. I love knowing that Hillary Clinton has Donald Trump in her head all day, every day, and it will never go away. It will never go away, because yesterday was the anniversary. She tweeted out that picture of herself as a child that said, happy birthday to this new president or this soon to be or to, you know, to this future president. Boy, I'll tell you, it's I love it. I love knowing that Trump is in her head forever, whether he wins or loses. I love
the rightful queen was how I posted that on the War on Guns, because
taken down
she absolutely feels entitled. You know, we're supposed to have no royalty in this country. Okay, this was what the revolution was all about. We don't need a king. We can rule ourselves. Thank you very much. But she feels entitled. She was cheated out of the presidency. She feels entitled to be the president. She would have been the best president. And this is just I'm sorry, I'm not a clinical psychologist or psychiatrist. I don't have those qualifications, but just as a layperson, that seems insane.
Yeah, well, I would tend to agree with that. You know, I can't. I just love knowing it. That just gives me warm fuzzies to know that this woman is so eaten up in her head because she's so filled with hate for her fellow Americans. She is, again, there's this sense of entitlement. And it goes, you know, I guess it really manifested itself with the whole basket of deplorables things. And what we're watching the Democrats do now, threatening fellow Americans, Chuck Schumer, threatening Americans, threatening to change our institutions, that idiot Murphy in Connecticut, threatening. I made it very clear yesterday. Watch it, guys. Don't threaten. And you know how I closed out the show yesterday? I closed out the show, David, reading the Declaration of Independence. These guys might want to recall our own founding documents, because methinks the people is not going to put up too much longer with their garbage. And people like Chuck Schumer and the rest of them who not long ago, would have actually voted for Amy Coney Barrett. David, I'll give you the last 45 seconds. Take us out and I'll let you close the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, the one thing that Donald Trump has proven a master of is a phrase that Mike Vanderbilt used to use all the time called living in their heads rent free. And that is exactly what Trump derangement syndrome is all about. You see the visceral hatred reactions that these people get. And it's almost like a beautiful thing to watch, except it's also kind of scary because there are a lot of sociopaths out there.
Yeah, we'll sing this song on the way out. Donald Trump lives in her head, rent-free, rent-free. Donald Trump lives in her head, rent-free all day long. So that's going to get in your head now, and you're going to sing that the rest of it. But do sing that. Sing that to any Democrat you see that's suffering, even a Republican that's suffering from TDS. Just sing them that song all day long and know that you're winning. Armed American Radio is going to get up and do it again tomorrow. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everyone. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio. David Codria, thank you, brother.
You just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.